I was a Boy Scout. And any scout worth their salt knows that when you build a campfire, you have to pay attention not only to the wood, but also to the absence of wood. You know, those spaces between the pieces of wood. It's so that the oxygen can circulate and feed the flames. Too much wood, packed too tight, can douse the flames almost as surely as a pail of water. It seems to me that just as the fuel and the absence of fuel together make fire possible, a Christian life needs both faith and doubt. For the same reason, in order to ignite the flames of our lives, faith and doubt. Doubt can force us to examine that which we experience and cause us to refuse to settle for believing something just because other people say it is so. Doubt is part of being human. Doubt opens up that space in us, space for humility and space to acknowledge that we don't have all the answers. We don't possess all of the insights. What we know, what we know, but we also know that there is room for more to know. We may have our doubts, but without doubts, we would have no faith. Without some space for doubt, faith can morph into self-righteousness. And before you know it, we're likely to pick up the logs of our convictions and start using them as weapons against someone else. But care must be taken. If all we hang on to is our doubt, if we trust nothing but our doubt and our capacity to criticize and challenge, if we question and belittle every expression of faith in the people around us and in ourselves, and then we will stake out for ourselves a very, very small world and hold ourselves back from the fire and the mystery of life. So you see, together, faith and doubt are like logs and the space that makes a powerful and life-giving fire. And so that brings us to Thomas. Today we heard once again about Thomas, and Thomas was a man of doubt, a skeptic, a man who insisted on evidence, secondhand testimony. It was not enough for Thomas. Someone else's belief was not enough for him. He wanted to know the truth for himself, through his own direct experience. Thomas, the gospel tells us, is called Didymus, the twin. But nowhere in the New Testament we find even a clue as to who is the twin of Thomas. When this gospel, John, was written 60 to 70 years after the resurrection event, it was written for a third and a fourth generation of Christians, and for those who came later, and for us, for those like Thomas, for those who have not seen and are struggling with doubt. I'd like to think that John implies that Thomas's twin could be anyone who heard this gospel. In other words, we are the Thomas's twin. And so if you like, feel free to insert I or me whenever you hear the name Thomas. There's no question that Thomas was also a man of faith. He was a disciple who had followed Jesus through thick and thin. However, However, after the crucifixion, he had been stopped by this wall of doubt. And so, unless I see for myself, I won't believe, he says. And so, a week goes by. The disciples are once again together, Thomas with them, and somehow Jesus comes among them. Peace be with you. And Thomas touches and is touched by the risen Christ. Do not doubt, but believe. And Thomas answers, my Lord and my God. Jesus had sympathy for Thomas's doubt. Jesus had empathy on the suffering that Thomas must have felt in wanting to believe. Thomas was searching for a deeper and more direct experience of the resurrected Christ. And that's just what he got. He experienced some kind of inner transformation. His doubts fell away. His fear turned into boldness, and his sorrow into joy. It's that kind of release of energy and hope that marked the early church. The book of Acts is full of stories of women and men who, even in spite of a life of faith and doubt, went out into the world to proclaim that love, and not death will have the last word. And that is where the life of faith and doubt can take you, can take us, if you let it. Jesus speaks to us in today's gospel, turning to Thomas and to every one of us down through the ages who has wrestled with doubt and with faith. Jesus says, blessed are you who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Thomas, do not doubt, but believe. Yes, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Please. Amen.